When I asked him to introduce himself, he stepped right up to the mic.
My name is Onofre Tafoya.
Actually, he prefers to be called Taffy by his friends, and you become a friend right after you meet him. He's 82 years old, and he spent years working deep under the surface of the earth. Taffy was a block cave miner for the San Manuel underground mine. We'll hear more about that in a moment. But first, let's let him tell you a story.
In 1944, I was 14 years old. I was 2 weeks shy of 15. I enlisted in the United States Navy. I stayed for 3 years. I got out when I was 18 years old. I married a woman that already had two little kids. I give her four more, so we had six kids. We raised those six kids, and then we adopted two more, so we have a total of eight. Then my wife died, 40 years, and then she died. I was alone for 19 years, and then I married a Chinese woman. I went to China, I started traveling. She has a daughter, so I have nine children.
You cannot mistake the pride in Onofre Tafoya's voice. He's a man who gets quite emotional as he tells you about his past.
I couldn't support my kids until I went to work in the San Manuel mine. In 1956, I had been working in a brickyard in Phoenix. I went and I applied for a job. I got on right away at the San Manuel mine.
Now, you hear a lot of people talk about the drudgery of their job, but not Taffy. He speaks in almost reverent tones about the work. In fact, even today, he's a little amazed that men such as himself could literally move the earth.
I loved that work, working underground. It was really good. It was hard work, and it was dangerous work, but it was not the drudgery of the brickyard. I was getting over $1.25 an hour. I was making more money than I ever had made, but it was fantastic work. And we were hoisting this ore body out of the ground and bringing it to the surface. To me, that was fantastic. It was fantastic to me that grown men, simple men like myself, could take a jackleg or a stoper, and we could drive tunnels right through solid rock for miles. People like me could do that. To me, it was utterly fantastic that men, dumb bricklayers like me, dumb, could do this.
Taffy says during his time working at the San Manuel, it grew to be the largest underground copper mine in the country. Its growth also gave him an opportunity he never would have had as a bricklayer, one for advancement.
This mine promoted me. The first 9 years, and when I was in the Navy, I was one of the most stupid people in the world. I couldn't make enough to feed my kids. I'd become a man at the San Manuel mine. Once you got on and you established yourself as a good, hard worker, the magma mine become your mother. I get emotional because I felt this. For 38 years, I've felt this thing, about this mine. Because once I got a job in the San Manuel mine, my children never went to bed hungry, and it changed me. Oh, that's why I write these books.
That's where Taffy is enjoying his second career as a published author. He's written two books about his experiences as an underground miner. But today, instead of hauling ore in a tunnel, he's writing and traveling. But one thing that hasn't changed is his pride at still being able to provide for his family.
I'm not a miner. I'm a provider for a wife and eight kids, nine now. They've all grown up and gone, but that was my function. I was a provider, and I was a protector.
That's Onofre Tafoya, former underground miner and current author. There is a longer interview with Taffy on our website at azpm.org, along with other copper resources. Our series Copper at the Crossroads continues tomorrow with a look at the colorful history of Arizona's copper mining towns. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.